By Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, and Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as I mentioned before the break, if you're a baby boomer and you are 65 or almost 65, well, you have been faced with choosing a Medicare plan, and that can be pretty confusing. And I like to call it sometimes the Medicare maze. And we're going to figure out for you today how you can get out of that Medicare maze with our guest, Jason Mackey. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I've had you before on Let's Talk Boomers, and I learned a lot. I wanted to have you back also today because you're one of our newest sponsors for Let's Talk Boomers. So welcome.
Yeah, we're excited.
I am super excited to have you. You are an advisor for Medicare plans, but what really makes you unique from all the other Medicare advisors out there is that you have authored a book called Medicare Blueprint.
Yes, it was actually a bucket list item that it was something I really wanted to do. And then I finally settled in on Medicare and educating people on that. So most of the material that was out there was either too complicated and went too far in depth, or it was a sales brochure. And so we wanted to create an educational tool that would allow people to get non-biased, non-political advice on their Medicare options. And so a lot of people, you know, even if they're continuing to work past 65 now, mm-hmm. They still need to look at what their Medicare options are, because sometimes moving on to Medicare versus staying with their employer plan may be the best, more affordable option for them.
And that is certainly a more common situation than our parents' generation, isn't it,
Absolutely.
Jason?
So we're seeing a lot more people, and they continue to work for whatever reason, and they just don't think about that. I'm just going to stay on my employer's plan, mm-hmm. so I don't need to do anything. And you absolutely need to look at your Medicare options, because there's penalties if you don't sign up for Medicare, and there's also benefits that may not be covered by the employer plan, depending on the size of your employer, if you don't sign up for at least Medicare Part A.
So let's talk about Medicare Blueprint in your book and how it, you know, the different sections of it, how it's outlined. I really like the title. It's called A Just the Facts Approach to Designing Your Medicare Benefits, because it's truly about designing something unique for each individual. Is that right?
Absolutely. So the basics of Medicare are to cover your hospital and your medical services, but there's holes in Medicare. So that's what we explain in the book, is here's what basic Medicare is, and here's some of the things that you can use to fill in those holes in your different options. And then also the prescription drugs, which is a big factor in people's costs. So we spend a whole chapter just explaining how the prescription drug plan works.
Okay. So let's talk about Medicare. Why do we have Medicare?
That's a great question we get asked a lot. So Medicare was designed as a health program by the government, is administered by the government, and it was so people could pay into the system during their working years, when they actually have the money to put away into their healthcare plan. And then when they need it most, healthcare gets much more expensive as you mm-hmm. get older. This is a program to help offset those costs. So as long as you've worked 10 years, you get a portion of the plan at no cost. And then if you've worked less than that, or your spouse has worked less than that, then you can you actually can buy into the program at a subsidized amount, depending on how long you've worked.
Okay. So that's why we have it.
Absolutely.
So who's eligible for it?
There's a lot of different eligibilities for it, but the basic ones we tell people is if you're 65 or older, or if you're under 65 and you're disabled and you can no longer work and you're receiving Social Security disability benefits. So you can get it that way as well.
Okay. So 65 or older, you've paid Medicare into it for at least 10 years, or if you're younger, if you have a disability.
That's correct.
Okay. So those are the two main eligibility requirements. So how many people are in Medicare?
So combined with people 65 and older now, and also the 9 million or so that are under 65 that are no longer able to work and have a disability, mm-hmm. We're at about 55 million, and we're adding, with the boomers, thousands, 10,000, 11,000 a day with different statistics that are being added to it. So it's growing very rapidly.
It is growing very rapidly. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people who have to make a decision.
Absolutely.
Goodness. So that is why I'm so glad that we're talking today with Jason Mackey. Jason is the co-author of a book called Medicare Blueprint, and it really is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits. And Jason, what is a website where the listener can go to learn more about your book and what you do?
Our website is MedicareBlueprint.com, and actually, if they go there, they can download a digital copy of our book for free.
Wonderful. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you offered it for free, a hard copy of the book. And either, if you want that, because if you're like me, I still enjoy getting a book with paper.
I'm the same way. That's why we have it. It's a hardcover book because I like holding a book still and reading a book. Call me old fashioned, I guess, but I do love an old book.
Well, and I like to be able to, especially an educational book, I like to be able to mark, specific passages.
Yes.
And put a little sticky note there. And you can get that for free listening, but you have to pay shipping and handling, right?
That's right. They just cover the cost of the shipping and handling. Or you can even come by our office. We'll be happy to provide you a copy if you swing by.
Ooh, where are you located then?
We're located over West Ashley on Gamecock Avenue. And if you go to our website, MedicareBlueprint.com, you can get the address. And you can also call for directions.
Cool.
Or staff will be happy to go over that with them. But back to your point, with the actual hardcover book, we have clients coming in asking questions about Medicare. And I love seeing mm-hmm. the post-its and the dog ears of the book and where they've highlighted in the book. Here's a question I need to ask you. So it's a really cool.
Yeah, that is nice. That's what a wonderful benefit for your clients and our listeners out there listening today. Let's talk about Jason, and it's hard to cover this in a radio show in the morning. We're not going to cover it all, but we can touch on it because I'm in my mid 50s now, and I'm not quite ready to think about Medicare, but it is something my husband's a little bit older that we are going to have to address in a few years. So let's talk about Medicare in the four parts.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's probably the most confusion. Medicare came out with different parts, and then you also hear plans. So just the basic parts of Medicare are letters A through D. And Part A and Part B is what is called Original Medicare. And Part A is your hospital coverage, your skilled nursing care. So when you're actually admitted into the hospital, it's covered under Part A. And then Part B is called your medical insurance. And that is for everything else. So outpatient surgery, the ER visits, doctor's visits, lab work, everything like that is covered under Part B. And what a lot of people don't know is that Medicare covers 80% of the cost after a small deductible, and then you're only responsible for the 20%. A lot of people don't know that 20% is unlimited, and that's why a lot of people need to buy some type of supplemental or something to fill in the gaps of that
coverage.
So there's
no limit to that copay then?
It's unlimited.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, so outpatient surgery or an ER visit
can
get very expensive.
Yes, it can.
Absolutely.
Be. Wow.
And then they do have Part C, which is also called Medicare Advantage, and that's a private insurance plan. So it's subsidized by Medicare, but you're actually buying a private insurance plan from an insurance company. And then the last part is what we talk about is probably the most complicated is Part D, and that's the prescription drug benefit. And Chapter 7 in our book, we spend a whole chapter just explaining how the process works with Part D.
Why is that so complicated?
Well, so there's four different levels inside of a Medicare prescription drug plan. There's a deductible, there's an initial coverage level where you have to pay a percentage, and then after that you get into what they call the famous donut hole. And that's you pay a percentage of the cost of the medications in there. So it can be very complicated because the cost that you pay for your medications can change month by month. And we give our clients a report that shows them, here's what your anticipated costs are for your medications every month. So they know they can anticipate what their costs are going to be.
And I'm looking at your book again, Jason. And for you listener out there, the book really does a great job breaking things up into sections with charts and very simple narrative explanation of the different parts and plans from Medicare. Very good job.
Yeah, thank you. And that's how we kind of laid it out as a story and then following it up with questions and common questions based on those stories. So it's a pretty easy read.
It is. And there's also something called, and you mentioned it earlier, filling in the gaps. So is that the Medigap?
That's, yes. And there a lot of people call them Medicare supplement plans.
Okay.
It's the same thing. The name's interchangeable, but the technical version of it is called a Medigap plan. And the government, to make it even more confusing, called those letters as well. So they did standardize it. So if you buy Plan F, it's the same with every insurance company. They have to offer the same benefits. So that does make it a little bit easier to make your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, it could be 90 insurance companies that sell Plan F. So mm-hmm. How do you sort through which one of those is the best for you? Because you think that they're standardized, well, I'll just take the cheapest one. And sometimes the lowest cost one's not the best option because it may be cheap the first few years, and then they have huge increases down the road. So we have a software where we actually can sit down with a client and show them, here's what the plans are, and we can give them historical rate increases. So we can show them, here's what we think you're going to be paying 4 or 5 years down the road, and kind of give them an idea to budget their costs, because people are going to be on Medicare for a long time.
Yeah, so, right. The rest of their lives.
Right. Absolutely. And, 20 plus years, you're going to be getting this benefit. So we kind of show them and educate them on not making a decision based on your health today, but think about what your health could potentially be 20, 25 years down the road and what those expenses may look like for you.
And that's why it's important to work with an advisor like you, Jason, and not, not try to go this on your own, do it alone.
Right.
And I want to talk about what are some questions to ask an insurance advisor. I would assume that they probably need to be licensed by the Department of Insurance. That would be a good
starting point. Yeah. So you actually can go to your state, and in our case, South Carolina, you can go to their Department of Insurance website
mm-hmm.
and look up their standings and see how long they've been licensed, if they're in good standing. So that's important. I usually recommend people to look at that as a first step.
And that website is SCDOI, as I recall.
Yes.
Because I have looked at people in there before.
Yeah.
So SCDOI.
Good.
All right.
we also recommend them to work with somebody that's independent. So if they're captive, they're only going to represent one company, so they're going to bring you one option instead of several carriers.
Mm-hmm.
So we think working with an independent agent's very important, so
okay.
they can show you multiple carrier options and give you the pros and cons of each one.
Very good. And I guess it's also really important that they educate you on the different plans and don't just throw out the cheapest one out there, right?
That's right. It's very important to look at the financial ratings of the company, their history, just to make sure that, they're here today and they're going to be here, years down the road. So
we pay attention to them. And client references too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We recommend people to, to ask for the client references because you want to know if that person has done a good job, if
mm-hmm.
they're going to be there. Did they, if you have an issue with Medicare, who are you going to call? Are you going to call an 800 number for the insurance company? Or are you going to call your advisor? Do they have staff? Do they have an office location? And, a lot of people purchase through the phone, through call centers.
Mm-hmm.
And the call centers they're designed to get you enrolled in Medicare, but they're not designed to help you at all. going forward.
Well,
if you have any problems.
And I can't believe we're almost out of time, Jason.
I know. And
I want to ask you a question because you brought it to my attention before the show. Why are people getting new cards for Medicare? What's different?
Finally, they address this. And so people currently have their Social Security number or a spouse's Social Security number on their card. So if they lose their wallet or
anything,
their information is out there. So they are starting in April. All new Medicare members will be getting a new Medicare ID card that is not going to have your social on there. It's going to be a random generated number of letters and numbers, 11 of them to be exact. So that's going to be great. That's good news. So if you lose your card, your identity is not exposed. And then starting, there's a schedule, but starting in around June or July of this year, South Carolina residents that are currently on Medicare will start getting their new ID card. And they can use their old one. It's going to work all the way until December 31st of 2019. So there's a transition period. So they can use either card or their providers can use either number and still get their claims paid.
So, but you also mentioned there's a scam out there. What is that?
Yes, and that's the big one that's going on there. Medicare will not call you to tell you that you need to pay for a card. All cards are free. So there is a scam going around where people are calling and saying, hey, we're going to send you your new ID. We need $5 or a fee, and we also need your social. And so they get all your information, and then they steal your identity. And so there is that scam is pretty prevalent right now. So if somebody tries to call you that says they're representing Medicare and wants any of your information, just hang up the phone.
Wow. And you don't need to do anything because they're going to send you the new card. Automatic. That's cool. And gosh, Jason, I can't believe we're out of time. I learned so much and I wasn't really done, which is why the listener out there needs to get your book.
Absolutely. So if they go to MedicareBlueprint.com, they can download, like we said, a digital copy for free. And then if they want the hardcover, they just pay the shipping and handling, or they can call our office and come by and pick up a copy.
And I know you're going to be doing some workshops in the area, too.
Yes.
So
we have some educational workshops coming up. We do them in public libraries, and they're strictly educational, so you get to leave your checkbook at home. Don't have to worry about anything. And per Medicare rules, we actually can't sell anything. So it's really just strictly information, great educational workshop.
And on Let's Talk Boomers, we're going to make sure you know about those as they're scheduled, but you can also go to Jason's website, MedicareBlueprint.com, and you will have a calendar of workshops.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today,
Jason. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being a part of the Let's Talk Boomers family.
We're looking forward to it.
I am too. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. We'll be right back.
If you're a boomer thinking about a career in real estate, then you need to check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, the premier real estate school in the Lowcountry. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we specialize in educating and training top producing agents around South Carolina so you can succeed. Call 843-619-0312 or visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Again, lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
This is Rebecca Imholz of Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Dr. Sunny O of Timeless You. Dr. O, when's a good time to have plastic surgery?
Rebecca, any time is a good time. You have the Timeless Lift because your son is getting married. The Timeless Lift got rid of your loose neck skin and redefined your jawline, so you're ready for your son's wedding and photos.
To learn more about the Timeless Lift and be ready for your special event, contact Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery, Timeless You, at drsunnyo.com or call 843-388-4939.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Understanding Medicare and its many different plans and parts can be overwhelming. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, and our workshops can help you take charge of your Medicare benefits so you can make the best choices and save money. Learn more, including how to get your free copy of Medicare Blueprint, by visiting MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, and Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint.
I'm with Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and he's a Medicare advisor. Jason, what are the main parts of Medicare?
Well, thanks for that question, Rebecca. Well, there are four main parts of Medicare, and Part A is what covers your expenses in the hospital. And in most cases, you don't have to pay a premium for Part A. And Part B is your outpatient expenses, ER visits and doctor's visits and lab services. And you do have to purchase Part B coverage. Part C is also known as Medicare Advantage, and that includes a range of plans by private insurance companies. So it's you're actually opting out of original Medicare and purchasing a plan from a private insurance company. And finally, Part D, which is the most complicated part, and we spend a whole chapter in our book on this, is on prescription drugs and how the prescription drug plans work.
That's a lot of information. Is that why you helped write the Medicare blueprint?
Yeah, we designed the book to learn how to navigate the maze of Medicare. That's why we call it Medicare Blueprint. And so we'll show you how to sign up for your benefits and the right time to sign up, how to choose the best plan for you so you can take charge of your benefits. And we also recommend that you find a local expert that's right for you so they can show you how to literally save thousands of dollars by selecting the right plan for your needs.
And you can learn all about designing the best Medicare plan for you and how to find that local expert advisor. Go to MedicareBlueprint.com. You can get a free copy of the book online, or you can get a hard copy. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. And also on MedicareBlueprint.com, you're going to see Jason's workshops in the area that are free. Again, MedicareBlueprint.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, and Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.